Hello, beautiful people. This is Lily, the founder of Nature's Blessings. And you can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. Okay, today I'm going to talk about throat chakra, which in Sanskrit is called Vishuddhi, and is the center of creativity, is the center of communication and action, the way you actually take action. How well you express yourself, how well you connect with other people, how well you socialize and network with other people. It's the predominant center of the artists, of the singers, poets, writers. It has to do with your personal magnetism, with your charisma. It's the way you search for the truth and how truthful you are to your life purpose. It is also related to your dreams. I mean, actually, throat chakra is responsible for your dreams. So think about how well you dream and how well you remember the dreams. And also it's related to intuition, how well you communicate with your psychic guidance, with your angels, with your higher self. So in order to determine how your throat center feels, if it needs clearing, if it's balanced, if it's not balanced, if it needs recharging, just ask yourself these questions. And the number one question is very simple. How do you feel about expressing yourself? How do you feel about expressing verbal? Do you feel good about your verbal expression, or do you feel kind of like so-and-so, or do you need some improvement? So this is number one question. Another question, number two question is, do you have fun? Do you like to play? Do you take yourself seriously? I mean, well, it's three or four questions in one, but this is the idea. It's like, do you like to have fun? Are you having fun daily? So this is kind of questions that you kind of like ask yourself, right? If the question is no, that you may need a clearing of the throat center. Number three question, do you speak the truth? Or do you lie? Or do you exaggerate things? So just be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell me, but just be honest with yourself. Because you're not happy about that, that you might need a balance in your throat chakra, okay? The number four question is about rhythm. Do you feel your rhythm, your life rhythm? Do you feel the music rhythm? Do you feel your heartbeat rhythm, the rhythm of the earth, of the planet? Are you connected with the rhythm of the planet? So what's happening around you? The next question is about creativity. Are you creative? It's very simple. It's yes or no. So ask yourself these questions, and then if you have troubles expressing yourself, if you feel that you are blocked in your creativity, if you don't have fun, if you don't play out fully, if you have troubles with the rhythm, if you exaggerate the truth or even lie or engage yourself in gossip and all this, then your throat chakra is probably blocked or partially blocked. And it's your responsibility to take care of that. It's your responsibility to be aware and own your own energy field and take care and be responsible for your, in this particular case, for your throat center. So the location of this chakra is the base of the neck and also the base of your throat. And the color that's associated with this chakra is blue, baby blue or just blue. The sense is hearing, it's psychic hearing, as well as physical hearing, as well as communication or speech. The sense is a speech. The areas that this chakra governs is the mouth, and everything related to the mouth, the nose, the jaw, the teeth, ears, your throat, the vocal cords, also the thyroid and respiratory system. The astrological sign is Gemini and also Virgo, but Gemini is the main sign for this chakra. And I have many Gemini friends, and if you listen to a Gemini that has a balanced throat chakra, It's just such a pleasure to listen to. Just pay attention next time when you listen to a balanced chakra, a throat chakra balanced Gemini. You'll love it. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, so let's talk about the negative traits or qualities about throat chakra. When you're critical, when you cannot be trusted, when you have a tendency to be perfect, you are a perfectionist. Another one is like when your tongue is sharp, narrow-minded as well, when you're arrogant, and of course, you are always right. So this is the negative traits. These are the negative traits. Now, the throat chakra can be totally blocked, partially blocked, or overly active. And when it's blocked, you usually are afraid to speak up. You feel intimidated, you feel you are shy, and you are afraid of speaking in public. And in fact, I think this is the most powerful fear, where it's the okay, anyways, it's either or. It's the fear of death is probably the first one, and then the second is fear of public speaking. I'm not sure, but it can be the other way around. So it's actually this fear is so strong. It can really block your throat chakra. Fear of public speaking, yeah. Also, tension, nervousness, when you suppress your emotion, when you suppress your feelings, can block your throat chakra. On the other side, when the throat chakra is overly active, you have a tendency to chit chat, and it's an idle type of chit chat. It's a cheap talk. You have a tendency to engage in gossip, criticize various other people, negative talk, also negative self-talk. So that's very important. When you speak harshly, when you yell, when you scream, of course, when you overreacting. So do you have any of these negative traits? Yes, no, none, all of the above? Come on, we are human. And sometimes you find yourself that you are shy, sometimes you find yourself that you are overly reactive. And this is part of our human traits. This is who we are. So before we move into the positive traits, I want to mention that the addiction, all kinds of addictions, will block the throat chakra. Smoking, alcohol, and overeating. So those are, and of course, drugs. Now let's hear about positive qualities. Who doesn't want to hear about positive qualities? Okay, number one is non-judgmental. Oh, that's so great. You are so center. You are truthful. You express yourself freely. You communicate with others from the heart. You are inspired. You are sincere. You are loyal. You are calm. And you are not afraid to talk in front of people. How beautiful is that? How cool is that? Then you are more in touch with your intuition. You are more in touch with your higher self. You are listening to your spiritual guides. You get messages from your angels, archangels, and spirit guides very easily. You are wise. So, how do we balance? How do we energize? How do we recharge and activate this chakra, this beautiful chakra? If you feel guided to wear the color blue, go for it. Look at the ocean, look at the sky. Wear blue gemstones, aquamarine, blue topaz. Wear throat chakra awakening jewelry. I love my throat chakra organ pendant. Another way is to sing. Sing or chant. And if you've never experienced kirtan, kirtan is call and response and chanting sacred mantras. And if you never experienced that, I strongly suggest you check it out. Go to a kirtan. And the thing is, when you chant, when you chant these Sanskrit mantras, you open your throat center, but at the same time, you really open your spiritual energies. You really raise your vibrations. Another way is to balance it through foods. And the food that is awakening and opening and nurturing this chakra are the liquid, kind of like liquid fluid foods, like soups, juices, sauces. Also, honey is very good. Local honey if you can. Also, use essential oils, and those essential oils for the throat center, it's chamomile essential oil. You can actually have it in a tea as well. Lavender is a great one, eucalyptus, and also peppermint. Affirmations, and they are very good for not only your opening, but also healing the throat chakra. And it's very easily, it has to do with the truth, it's got to be with the throat, with the speech. It's like, I communicate easily, I speak from the heart, I speak my truth, I speak with integrity, I am creative. And it's very important to speak the truth, no matter how hard it is, and stand up for your truth. And let me tell you what happened with a client of mine recently. Yeah. She wanted my help because she's pregnant and she wanted to know the situation of her baby because there was some miscommunication between the doctors and her, and she wasn't sure. She was kind of like confused of what was happening. But I felt more than that. I felt there was some emotional trauma involved. And as soon as I started working with her, in particular scanning her energy field, her aura, I was just getting, my hands were actually drawn to her throat center. And then through, next was the heart center. But I was getting that she had a problem with her mother. I kept hearing the word mother issues. And I asked her, so just be honest and tell me what's happening between you and your mom. And she mentioned that her mother is very religious and she didn't tell her mother that she was pregnant. Well, she's in her late 20s. But the thing is, she was staying with her parents and not with her partner. And she was afraid to tell her parents, in particular her mother, because the mother was more strict. And then I heard her sister, and then anyways, so we went through different processes and we managed to open the throat. But the very interesting thing was that when I actually work on the baby, the energy of the baby upper centers were just buzzing and it was so chaotic. It's like the communication between the baby and the mother were based on fear. Was the baby was actually not growing because was picking up the vibrations from the mother, the chaotic energies and the trauma and the emotional trauma that the mother was going through. And it's the hiding process. She was hiding herself and covering herself, and the baby of course doesn't grow healthy when you don't grow. So we went through different processes, and I asked her, we cut cords and, you know, energetic ties and everything that didn't serve her well were the parents. And I said, you kind of come out and speak up. You gotta tell your parents about your baby, because eventually you have to tell them, but tell them before it gets harder on you, on the baby, and on the family. So you have to speak the truth again, no matter what. You got to speak the truth. But you got to kind of like come from the heart, and you got to speak it with compassion at the same time. Because the thing is, I heard a spiritual teacher one time, it was kind of weird. She was mentioning that in order to open the throat chakra, you got to yell it out when you feel frustrated or emotional. And I was like, yeah, but no, thank you. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, when you yell, what's happening, you damage your throat chakra. It blocks it actually. And I'm not saying to suppress emotions or feelings. No. What I'm saying is to let them out, but you gotta be compassionate. And if you cannot be compassionate, because sometimes we're angry, we are still human, as I said, but be very careful how you let these feelings out. because it's very important. And I have a martial arts background. And in martial arts, when you strike, when you kick or punch, whatever, there is a noise coming out, which is called kiai. It's in the martial arts that I used to practice. It's a Japanese, it's a Shotokan. And this kiai is a short exhalation, but it's not yelling. It's not coming from the throat. It's coming from the hara, which is the abdomen, which is also the sea of energy. And this is not to be mistaken by shouting, like that spiritual teacher was saying, oh, shout, shout, and you shout from the throat and you can damage the throat. No, no. So it's a different way of releasing energy. So I strongly encourage you to use that abdomen burst of short exhalation, right? And it's actually more concentrating on that kind of energy being released rather than the sound of like, ooh, you know, coming from the throat. So it sounds like, so when you focus on that abdomen and the energy coming out, the life force coming out from the abdomen, it can be like, ah! Yeah, you know, kind of like, yeah, yeah, instead of like, ah! You got it, right? You got it, okay. So the kiai is, it's the life force that's coming out. Ki actually means energy, life force. And I is the unity. So it's the life force, the spiritual force coming, uniting with the life force, the breath, uniting with the spirituality. So yeah, so focus on that as well. They actually say that a kiai a day keeps the doctor away. That's how powerful it is. So be very mindful of throat center energy. Where is it coming from? And another way of opening the throat center is actually through another, this is an advanced technique in martial arts, it's a silent kiai, which is more internal. And it's very similar with meditation. And another way of also awakening and opening the throat and heal the throat center is through meditating on a beautiful blue orb in front of your throat chakra. And the last but not the least is the breathing. So focus on the breathing, and a beautiful way of really opening not only the throat center but the lower centers as well is called three-part breathing, which you start with the abdominal breathing, then you go to your chest breathing, and then clavicular or upper chest breathing, and it really opens the throat chakra beautifully. So I cover quite a lot, and thank you for having the patience to listen, and I hope you really enjoy it and you really apply some of the methods of really opening and, you know, balancing and awakening your throat center so you can communicate with your spiritual guidance, with your angels, with your intuition, communicate freely and express freely. So you can find me at natures-blessings.org and or psychicspiritinyou.com. This is Lily again. And I want to close with a Sanskrit prayer that in Sanskrit, the meaning of this prayer is this. So God, Almighty, lead us from untruth to the truth, from darkness to light, and from death to immortality. And the last piece, Om Shanti, means peace, Om peace. Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namaste.